But we're tossing a party tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark like it's 1996 as the Kannapolis Cannonballers are now the Piedmont Bullweevils for the night. They'll face off against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the third of a six-game set here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. For the Ballers, they're currently on a bit of a losing skid right now. Five consecutive games the Ballers have dropped. They did have a five-game winning streak going their way. However, they have run into a tough opponent in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the best team in the Carolina League. However, Myrtle Beach has a tough contest against them tonight as the Ballers, the Bullweevils, I should say, will send out Norhe Vera on the bump for tonight's ballgame. Vera, very highly touted prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization, number three overall prospect in the system per Baseball America. MLB Pipeline has a little lower at number five overall in the system. Vera, his third start of 2022, his second here at Atrium Health Ballpark. His first two outings have been absolutely magnificent. 6'4" righty will start tonight's ballgame for Kannapolis as Josue Uma will lead things off for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in this ballgame. Beautiful thirsty Thursday, a little toasty here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but the drink specials are keeping the night going along nicely. Vera's first pitch of the ballgame will get us underway at 7:02. First pitch is in there, called strike one to Josue Uma. 7:02 p.m. here on the East Coast. 86 degrees is your first pitch temperature. It's a little toasty out here as Uma lifts the 0-1 high and foul down the third base line. Another one coming at 0-2. It'll be Uma, Made, and Triantos due up in the order for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here to open up the top of the first inning, facing off against Norhe Vera. 0-2. Swung on, fouled back. We'll do another one at 0-2. Uma Madey and Triantos. Kevin Alcantara, center fielder, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Ezekiel Pagan. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Felix Stevens, back in the lineup tonight after a night off. Vera with an 0-2 count, working quickly. Here's the pitch. Outside, just ever so slightly to Josue Uma. Off-speed pitch will do it at 1-2. 7-8-9 in the order for Myrtle Beach. It'll go Ethan Hearn, Jacob Wetzel, and Ravaj Garcia for manager Buddy Bailey and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. 1-2 from Vera. Fastball, another one just off the plate, just a bit outside. Count now evens at 2-2. Left to right in the outfield tonight for Kannapolis. It will go Benjamin Bailey, Cabrera Weaver, and DJ Gladney. Kath, Sanchez, Polanco, and Veras left to right in the infield. 2-2 from Vera. Lifted in the air. Left field playable, though, for Benjamin Bailey. Barely has to move. Takes a couple steps back. Will make the grab for out number one. It is an F7 in the book for Josue Uma. First out of the ball game is commenced. That'll send up Kevin Madey, the shortstop. Behind the plate tonight for Jorge Vera is Victor Torres, back in the lineup tonight after Colby Smelly got his first start with a night off, as Madey will dig in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, big night of baseball ahead for Myrtle Beach as they win and they are in the Carolina League playoffs. First pitch is low and inside, 1-0 your count. Myrtle Beach one game ahead of the Charleston Riverdogs in the Carolina League South Division. Again, a win tonight, and they are clinched. 1-0 from Vera. Fastball in there called strike one. 1-1 your count. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Jorge Vera. Again, he works anywhere from 92 to about 96, 97. Very clean outing in both times for Jorge Vera. 1-1. Another fastball, beautiful in there called strike two on the inside corner on Madey. Madey, one of the offensive leaders for Myrtle Beach on the year, batting 273. He does have four homers and 18 RBIs to his name. 1-2 from Vera. Swung on hard, grounder, foul down the first baseline. He'll do another one at 1-2. Kevin Madey, the righty from Boni, Dominican Republic, number 15 overall prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. 1-2 count, one out here in this top of the first inning. Jorge Vera is on the bump. The righty will set, and here's the 1-2. Swung on, grounder to short, playable for Sanchez. He'll make the play and throw over to first in time for out number two of the top of the first inning. That'll send it now to James Triantos, the designated hitter. James Triantos, one of the top prospects in the Cubs organization. He is number four, best prospect in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans roster. First pitch is low and inside. 1-0 is your count. Jorge Vera, again, two starts previously on the year. First time up for Vera back on the ninth against the Down East Wood Ducks, I should say. 1-0 off speed. Beautiful pitch in there called strike one. 1-1 is your count. Vera, 2 2/3 in his debut. Two hits, three strikeouts, one walk. Last time out, his outing was cut short due to some weather in the game in Fayetteville. 1-1 is a big swing and a miss from Triantos. 1-2 is now your count. Triantos at 25 RBI on the year. Pretty solid year. However, the man on deck, Kevin Alcantara, leading the way with 47 for the year for Myrtle Beach. 1-2 from Vera. Skipped in the dirt. Torres makes the play and has to lean over. Time called. Gets hit up in the chin, it looks like. Another one coming at 2-2. Trainer and Jeremy Niebusch immediately takes a peek over and is making sure that everything's okay with Victor Torres. Looks like an off-speed pitch just skipped in there. Caught Victor Torres in the chin or the upper chest area. Looks like he'll be okay, and we'll move it now to a 2-2 count. Vera, the big 6'4" righty, on the bump of the four-pitch mix. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, grounder over to third base. West Kath moves to his left, makes the play, fires to first in time. Four out, number three. So it's a 1-2-3 inning to begin the night for Jorge Vera. Exactly what Guillermo Quiroz ordered up here in this top of the first. Bottom of the first headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilbur Sanchez leads things off, wasting no time. First pitch, grounder over to third. Making the play on it is the third baseman for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in Garcia. Fires to first in time, four out, number one. Quickly, one pitch, one out. Wilbur Sanchez grounds out. That'll send up West Kath, third baseman for your Kannapolis Cannonballers, the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kath will dig in now. It'll be Sanchez, Kath, and Colson Montgomery step into the plate for Kannapolis in this bottom of the first inning. Luis Devers on the bump for the Pelicans. Pitch is off the plate to Kath. 1-0 is your count. Luis Devers, 6'3", 178-pound righty, 22 years of age from Samana, Dominican Republic. One of the better pitchers in the Carolina League this year. 1-0. Beautiful pitch in there. 1-1 is now your count on West Kath. 8-3 with a 1.95 ERA as Devers. As Kath fouls this one high and foul over my head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2, now your count. Devers making his 13th start on the year. 14th appearance overall. He sidesteps and delivers the 1-2. Swing and a miss by West Kath. He goes down on strikes for out number two here in this first inning. That'll send up Colson Montgomery, the Holland Hammer, to the plate with a 31-game on base streak entering tonight. Little sidestep from Luis Devers, wasting no time. A little bit of Johnny Cueto action out there on the bump. Of course, now at the Chicago White Sox is Cueto. First pitch to Montgomery. Fastball inside. 1-0 your count now on Montgomery. Number one overall prospect in the White Sox system, rightfully so. 1-0, big swing and a miss from Montgomery off speed pitch. 1-1 is now your count. Devers a four-pitch mix guy. Four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, and a sinker from the righty. Again, 22 years of age for Myrtle Beach. 1-1. Fastball is inside. 2-1 now your count. Montgomery not fazed by the sidestep. Montgomery, DJ Gladney, Wilfred Veras, first baseman will bat fifth. Montgomery cuts on the 2-1, fouls it off. 2-2 your count. Samuel Polanco, second baseman will bat sixth. Batting seventh is Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Victor Torres, catcher, will bat eighth, and batting ninth will be Cabrera Weaver, the center fielder. Montgomery will dig in. Red tops tonight for Kannapolis. It's the Bullweevil tops. Montgomery with the red batting gloves trying to match as a 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Devers working that sidestep on the bump. To messing with the hitter's timing. The ballers will have a tough task on their hands tonight. But Myrtle Beach will have an equally a tougher task on their hands. They have to face off against Nore Vera in tonight's ballgame. Top of the second, head your way here in just a moment in Kannapolis. Nore Vera back out of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the second inning, he'll deliver the first pitch to Alcantara. Swung on and fouled back by the big, tall righty in Kevin Alcantara for an 0-1-1 count. Alcantara, Pagan, and Stevens due up. Top of the second here in Kannapolis. The Bull Weevils and the Pelicans are still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Alcantara, one of the top prospects in the system for the Chicago Cubs. Facing along against Nore Vera, 0-1. Fastball is just low and outside. 1-1 is now your count. Vera listed at 6'4", Alcantara at 6'6". Some true height in this matchup as Vera will deliver the 1-1. Big swing and a miss on a curveball. 1-2 is now your count on Alcantara. Again, Vera yet to allow a run. He's only allowed 2 hits, 1 walk, 5 punchouts in 4 2/3 innings so far this year. Entering it tonight, of course. Clean 1-2-3 inning last time for Vera in the first. Alcantara at the plate now. 1-2 from Vera. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It's a got him looking, called third strike on Kevin Alcantara. It'll send up Ezekiel Pagan, the left fielder. Ezekiel Pagan, a big night for him at the plate last night, picking up 3 RBIs, helping the Myrtle Beach Pelicans win in a tight ball game. First pitch from Vera is low and inside at 95, 1-0 your count. Pagan in left field tonight. He was in left field last night as well. Again, 3-for-4 night last night with 3 RBIs. Pagan cuts on the 1-0, lifts it high in the air, right field, chasing after it is Gladney. He looks up and it's out of here. Solo shot for Ezekiel Pagan, and his start here to the year against the Kannapolis Cannonballers has been magnificent as he lifts a solo shot into right field for a solo home run. It is now a 1-0 game in favor of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 383 feet, 100 mile an hour exit velocity off the bat of Ezekiel Pagan, his 6th home run of the year. It'll send up now Felix Stevens. Well, Nore Vera's scoreless streak is now complete, as he did last about An inning and a third tonight. First pitch fouled back by Stevens. 0-1 is your count. Vera lasting a total of about six innings until his first home run, his first run allowed. Solo shot from Pagano. 1-1 grounded to third, played by Kath. Fired across the diamond in time for out number two of the inning. It's a 5-3 ground out by Felix Stevens. That'll send up now the seven-hole man and Ethan Hearn. Well, now we find the Pelicans ahead 1-0 in a series that Kannapolis has gotten the upper hand early in both games. Now Myrtle Beach with the upper hand early. We'll see if Kannapolis can flip the script on him. Vera the righty will deliver the first pitch to Ethan Hearn. Curveball, big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Ethan Hearn, the Mobile, Alabama native. 21 years of age, 6th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs. 0-1 from Vera. Off speed is low. 1-1 your count. Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder, awaiting on deck here in this top of the second inning. 1-0 lead for Myrtle Beach. 1-1 from Norhe Vera. Swung on, grounder over to second. Making the play cleanly is Polanco. Fires to first in time for out number three. Ground out to end the second inning for Ethan Hearn. However, it is a solo shot for Ezekiel Pagan, giving the Pelicans a 1-0 lead. Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. DJ Gladney lead off the bottom of the second inning here in Kannapolis. Wilfred Veras and Samuel Polanco will follow in the order against Jose Luis Devers, I should say. First pitch is away. 1-0 is your count. Luis Devers back out. Second inning of action. The righty working quickly. First pitch swung on. Blasted into left field. Going back is Pagan. He'll look up and it's a tie ball game. DJ Gladney solo shot here at the bottom of the second inning. Ties the ball game now 1-1. It is the 11th home run on the year for DJ Gladney. An absolute scorched home run. 104 miles an hour exit velocity, a 407 feet. Solo shot. DJ Gladney. We're back tied 1-1 here in Kannapolis. Luis Devers worked that sidestep on that pitch to DJ Gladney. However, Gladney taking advantage of it and sending it high and deep into left field. That'll send up Wilfred Veras now. First pitch is inside. 1-0 is your count. For Gladney, again, his 11th home run on the year. 1-0 grounded foul by Veras. 1-1 is your count. Luis Devers has not allowed a home run all year. That is his first home run that he's allowed in the entire 2022 season. Pitch is off the plate. 2-1. Your count now on Wilfred Veras. Here's a 2-1 from Dever. Swung on in. Blasted as well into left center field. Chasing after it is Pagani. Looks up. It's off the top of the wall in left center. Rounding first, headed for second is Wilfred Veras. It's a stand-up double. However, if that ball moved about 5 feet to the left, it would have been a back-to-back home run. 106 miles an hour exit velocity off the bat of Wilfred Veras. It's a stand-up double. It'll send now Samuel Polanco to the plate. Ballers' bats have come alive here in this bottom of the second inning. Gladney and Veras putting some hard contact into play. Out of play in the case of DJ Gladney with a solo shot. First pitch to Polanco, lifted into right center field. That'll drop and roll. Rounding third, headed home is Wilfred Veras. He'll score on the play. Into second is Samuel Polanco, sliding safe. Bull Weevils take the lead 2-1 here in Kannapolis. A home run and back-to-back doubles now finds Piedmont Bull Weevil Baseball on top. 2-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in just the second inning. A flurry of action for Kannapolis in this one. That'll send up Benjamin Bailey to the plate. Not before a mound visit. Ethan Hearn comes up and chats with Luis Devers. Before Bailey steps to the plate, Devers kind of getting knocked around a little bit out there on the pump. Allows his first home run all year. And a couple of back-to-back doubles. Now Benjamin Bailey will dig in. First pitch from Devers. Off-speed pitch is inside. 1-0 your count. Polanco wasting no time with the first pitch double. Veras, of course, scoring on the play as well. Had a hard hit double. Bailey grounds the 1-0 down the line. Fair at third. Make the play as Garcia. Throw is high over to first base. He is able to leap back down and make the play is Felix Stevens. Steps on the bag for out number one. Sting put at second is Samuel Polanco. It's a 5-3 ground out for out number one. That'll send Victor Torres, the catcher, to the plate. Victor Torres back in the lineup tonight after a night off. Colby Smelly getting his first action at catcher last night in quite a bit. First pitch swung on, grounded foul by Victor Torres. We'll do another one at 0-1. Torres from Humacao, Puerto Rico. Again, batting 205 on the year is Victor Torres. Devers on the bump, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss from Torres. He tried to loop a swing into a curveball. 0-2 is your count. Did not play last night. He did play on Tuesday. 1-for-4 with a strikeout. 0-2. Swung on. Foul tipped at the plate. We'll do another one at 0-2. Cabrera Weaver, center fielder, awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the second inning. Bull Weevils lead 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the beautiful Thursday night here in Kannapolis. Decent lead at second for Samuel Polanco. Torres at the plate against Luis Devers. 0-2 from the righty. Swung on and lifted high and foul down the left field line. Do another one at 0-2. That one having some heavy exit velocity for sure. Now where the ball did land foul. 0-2 now on Victor Torres. 11th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 0-2 from Devers. Swung on and fouled down the first baseline now this time. Another one will stay put at 0-2. Torres has done better this year against right-handed pitching. Batting .212 with a homer and 8 RBIs. He has 2 homers on the night. On the year, I should say. Wish on the night. Maybe we'll see that. 0-2 from Devers. Emergency swing tapped foul. Ethan Hearn behind the plate can't make the grab. 0-2 remains the count. Good battle at the plate between Devers and Victor Torres. Torres wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Decent lead at second for Polanco. 0-2 from Devers. Swung on, tapped off the groin area of Ethan Hearn, and he is down in a heap behind home plate. Athletic trainer for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and Nick Roberts will go out and check on Ethan Hearn, as it looks like he took that in an absolutely horrible spot. Never fun when that happens. Victor Torres still has an 0-2 count against Devers. Over Ethan Hearn now behind the plate. Getting nicked with a foul ball in the groin area. Again, Nick Roberts, trainer for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Goes out and is tending to Ethan Hearn. Hearn is going to walk it off a little bit just to make sure he's okay. Of course, when there's pain in that area, it's a constant pain. It hurts for a minute, and then it really starts there a couple moments later. We'll see if Ethan Hearn can tough it out. 0-2 count, one out here in this bottom of the second inning. Boll Weevils lead 2-1. Runner on second is Samuel Polanco. Devers on the bump now, is ERA over 2. Thanks to a couple of runs from Kannapolis here in this bottom of the second inning. 0-2 count from Luis Devers. Swung on, grounder up the middle, past the diving second baseman Uma into center field for a base hit. Rounding third, headed home on the play is Polanco. Play at the plate, he's safe. RBI single, Victor Torres, and all of a sudden, Kannapolis now has an insurance run. RBI single for Victor Torres, his 10th RBI of the year. Gives Kannapolis now a 3-1 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cabrera Weaver, center fielder, now dig in, but he will have to wait a moment as looks like Clayton Mortensen, pitching coach for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, has gone out to have a chat with Luis Devers. A little rough at bat for Devers. He had multiple opportunities to put Victor Torres away. Torres, though, able to hold on and fight at the plate. Ends up with an RBI single that will now give Cabrera Weaver an opportunity with one out and a runner on first base. Cabrera Weaver played back on Tuesday night, night off last night. Was 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts in Tuesday night's matchup. Back with the Ballers here this year after spending most of last year here in Kannapolis. Devers' first pitch. Low and inside. 1-0 count now on Cabrera. Born in Nashville, Tennessee. Product of Snellville, Georgia. Is Cabrera Weaver. 1-0 from Devers. Swung on, broken bat, grounder up the middle. Played by Devers on the mound. Throw to second for one. On to first. They do get the double play. It's a 1-6-3 double play to end matters here in the bottom of the second inning. A bit of a tough luck play for Cabrera Weaver as that does end the inning. But Ballers get on the board. 3-1 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Piedmont Boll Weevils lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 3-1. Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Are you guys ready?
Jacob Wetzel leads things off top of the third. Nore Vera back out on the bump. He'll deliver the first pitch. Showing bunt is Wetzel. However, he pulls it back. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Wetzel, Garcia, and Uma due up here top of the third. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here's the pitch from Vera. Fastball is inside to Wetzel. We'll move now 2-0. Looks like an arm has gotten up and is getting loose for the ballers down in the bullpen. Vera on the bump, the righty, 2-0. Fastball swung on and fouled off by Wetzel. Another one coming at 2-1. Looks like it is Hunter Dollander getting loose out there. And the pen would be making his ballers debut. 2-1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from the righty, Nore Vera. Fastball inside to Wetzel, 3-1 your count, 97 on the radar gun from Nore Vera. Again, the guy throws pretty hard. Four-pitch mix guy, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup for the righty, 3-1. Fastball grounded to third base, diving, stopped by Kath. He'll pick up and throw to first in time for out number one. What a nice play at third by Wes Kath. Was playing in on the play with Wetzel showing bunt earlier in the at-bat. However, play is made. It's a 5-3 ground out for out number one here in this third inning. It'll send up Ravaj Garcia, the third baseman. Ravaj Garcia in the lineup tonight. Second time he's played a game with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans this year. First pitch from the righty, Vera, off speed, lifted it high and in the air, foul down the left field line. Another one coming at 0-1. Josue Uma, second baseman, top of the order, is on deck as Vera delivers the 0-1 fastball. Low and inside to Garcia. 1-1 is now your count. Ballers lead 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, Hunter Dollander getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. 1-1 from Vera. Swung on, foul back to me here at Atrium Health Ballpark, just over my window here in the press box. It lands down in section 109 area. I'm ready to make the play up here. I do have my glove up here as well. I'm helping out with the Cannonballers Youth Baseball Camp this week. 1-2 is a fastball low and inside. 2-2 is now your count. My glove is up here. I am ready to go. Now I'm going to make the play. I've already said it. And if I've said it, it's definitely going to happen. Abraham Lincoln said it once on the internet. Everything you read on the internet is true. 2-2. Swung on, grounder up the middle. Sanchez plays it nicely to his left, fires to first, and Veras to first base can't make the play. Tough play all around. We'll see how the score scores it. We'll see if it's a throwing error or a fielding error from Veras. We'll see how it goes. We're going to give it an error on the throw for Wilbur Sanchez, according to our score tonight in Jimmy Lewis. It'll be an E6 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. It'll send it back to the top of the order in Josue Uma. Uma flew out back in the first inning in his first at-bat. First pitch from the righty, Vera, is inside. 1-0 your count. Wilbur Sanchez picks up the error on that play. Again, a tough play, but nonetheless, it is on the throw. He made the field correctly, but the throw was off. It is his ninth error on the year. 1-0 low to the plate. 2-0 now on Uma. Kevin Medei, shortstop, awaiting on deck here in this top of the third. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, Myrtle Beach in a big spot tonight. They do need to win tonight, and they will clinch the division. 2-0, lifted in the air left field. Benjamin Bailey's going to have to cover some ground. He'll run in towards the left field line. He'll make the grab on the run for out number two of the inning. F7 again in the book for Josue Uma. He's got two of those tonight. It is out number two in the third inning. They'll send now the shortstop, Kevin Madej, to the plate. John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will go out and have a chat with Nore Vera before he faces off against Kevin Madej. Again, Myrtle Beach in a win and they're in situation. If they do lose tonight, they still are able to clinch, pending a Charleston River Dogs loss tonight. If Charleston wins and Myrtle Beach loses, the River Dogs will clinch the first half division championship in the Carolina League. The North Division, that's a mess. The North Division is an absolute cluster. Four teams, all within a game of each other. Carolina, Lynchburg, Salem, and Fredericksburg. Again, a very close race in the North Division. South Division really has come down to two teams. It's Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Madej will dig in. First pitch from Vera is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Carolina with a win. And Salem and Lynchburg losses. Takes the division. Lynchburg needs to win both games and they're in. 1-0 is low to the plate. 2-0 your count. Lynchburg playing a doubleheader tonight against the Delmarva Shorebirds. After last night's game got rained out, they do need to win both games tonight in order to clinch. Salem would win the division with a win and a Lynchburg loss. And then Fredericksburg hanging back there. Always in the race. 2-0 is low and away. 3-0 now your count on Madej. Fredericksburg would clinch with a win and a Carolina and Lynchburg loss. All kinds of fun in that North Division. It really comes down to two teams in the South Division, Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Myrtle Beach wins, they're in. They lose, Charleston wins, Charleston's in. Charleston loses, Myrtle Beach is in. 3-0 fastball right down Broadway. Kevin Madej takes strike one from Nore Vera. 3-1 is your count. Vera sitting about 43 pitches on the night. He's trying to escape this third inning. 3-1 count, two outs. Runner on first for Myrtle Beach is Garcia. Trying to get a clean three innings from Nore Vera. 3-1. Fastball low and inside. Ball four. It is a walk issued to Kevin Madej. First walk of the evening for Nore Vera. Now two on and two out for James Triantos. As now time is called, Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like that is the end of the night for Nore Vera on the bump. Again, on a pitch count, just returning from a bit of an injury earlier this year. Long spring for Nore Vera getting back in the mix. He will take a seat. A new arm on the way for Kannapolis when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
James Triantos will dig in, the DH to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the third, two down. New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is 6 foot, 232-pound righty from Evans, Georgia. Hunter Dollander delivers the first pitch outside. 1-0 is your count on Triantos. Dollander making his Kannapolis debut tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-1, swung on, fouled back. We'll do another one at 1-1 on Triantos. Dollander again, Ballers debut. He did make two appearances in the Arizona Complex League this year. 2-0 with an 82 ERA. No, not 82.00. 0.82. He was pretty stinking good for the ACL White Sox this year. 1-1, grounder to third. West Cath will pick it up and step on third base with a force out. Four out number three here in this third inning. Well, Hunter Dollander's day is started. It's a third of an inning. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. First pitch, the bottom of the third inning is outside, 1-0. Now your count on Wilbur Sanchez, Westcath, Colson Montgomery. Due up in the order. Bottom third, Ballers lead 3-1. Sanchez lifts the 1-0 into left field, chasing after it. On the run is the left fielder in Pagan. He makes the play for out number one. It is the first out. Wilbur Sanchez on an F7. That'll send Westcath to the plate. Ballers do lead 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Westcath will now dig in with a strikeout in the first inning against Luis Devers. Pitch is in there, called strike one. 0-1 is your count. Luis Devers allowing his first home run of the year back in the second inning against DJ Gladney. Cath cuts on the pitch, now 0-2. Cath wiggling the bat over his left shoulder. Sidestep 0-2. Big swing and a miss. Cath down on strikes. Four out number two here in the inning. That'll send up Colson Montgomery to the plate with nobody on, two down. Colson Montgomery will dig in again against Luis Devers. Entering tonight, one of the better prospects in the Carolina League. 8-3 with a 1.95 ERA. Tonight, not been his prettiest start, but still a lot of baseball left. Pitches outside, 1-0 count out of Montgomery. Last time up, picking up a strikeout. Devers sidesteps, delivers a fastball in there, called strike one. 1-1 your count. 90 miles an hour from Luis Devers. Delivers an off speed on the 1-1 inside. Another sidestep, 2-1 your count. Again, the sidestep messing with the timing of the batters tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Unless you're DJ Gladney and you take 1 yard into left field. Pitch swung on and fouled down the line in right field. Do another one at 2-2. Montgomery digging in. Again, Ballers rocking the red Boll Weevil tops tonight. White pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer. They are beloved mustachioed mascot on the cap. Montgomery with the red batting gloves matching the tops. 2-2. Swung on up the middle. Grounder to shortstop. Making the play is Mede. Fires to first. It is in time. Four out at number three. 6-3 ground out for Colson Montgomery. He's now 0-2 on the night. We'll take a quick break now. Headed into the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys lead 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well. Get you an update on the Carolina League playoff race here as the first half comes to a close after tonight's ball game. Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the fourth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kevin Alcantara will face off against Hunter Dowler. On the bump, he throws the bat behind him completely. A little bit more sticky stuff needed on the bat for Kevin Alcantara. Again, Hunter Dowler on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Top of the fourth inning. Alcantara will have to get some more sticky stuff for the bat. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Alcantara, Pagan, and Felix Stevens due up in the order for Buddy Bailey and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the fourth inning. Good guys lead 3-1. Take a quick peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. And we're keeping an eye on a couple of notable games as the 0-1 check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire, and Elliot Melton. Another one coming at 1-1 in Alcantara. The big game that we're watching the most, of course, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans' sake would be Columbia and Charleston. Charleston, if they are able to pick up a victory tonight, would put some pressure on the Pelicans. However, at the moment, Columbia is currently leading 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning down in Charleston. That is a bit of a surprise there, and it adds a little bit of flair to the night. 1-2 lifted foul. Another one coming at 1-2. And I say it's a surprise because the Columbia Fireflies have gotten beaten both times, Tuesday and Wednesday, so far in this week of action. Columbia, the worst team in the Carolina League this year so far. 1-2, grounded foul. Another one coming at 1-2. Myrtle Beach will end the year. End the first half, I should say. At below 20 wins. They'll be the only Carolina League team still yet to reach 20 wins after the first half completion. But everything resets tomorrow. 0-0 is your record after tomorrow. 1-2, grounded to shortstop by Alcantara. Sanchez picks it up, fires to first in time. Four out, number one. It's a 6-3 ground out for Alcantara. One down now for the left fielder, Ezekiel Pagan. So Charleston loses tonight. That means Myrtle Beach will automatically clinch a first half division title. They will be partying away here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers are severely locked into fifth place in the division. Pitches off the plate, 1-0 to Pagan. Home run last time up for Ezekiel Pagan, his sixth one of the year. 1-0 from Dollander is inside. 2-0 is your count. As for the North Division and the mess that is the North Division, again, four teams fighting for one spot. 2-0 fastball in there called strike one. 2-1 is your count. Fredericksburg and Salem, two of the teams that are still in, going at it with each other tonight. 2-1 is low to Pagan. 3-1 now your count. Fredericksburg leading Salem 1-0 up at Haley Toyota Field in Salem. 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four. It's a one-out walk issued to Ezekiel Pagan. So that'll be one on and one out for Felix Stevens. Carolina, of course, looking for a victory tonight. If they win and a Salem and Lynchburg loss, they will pick up the spot. Right now, Carolina, though, has a 1-0 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. Fredericksburg leading Salem. First pitch is off the plate to Felix Stevens from Dollander, 1-0. Big game, of course, that we're watching as well would be Lynchburg and Delmarva. Lynchburg is playing a doubleheader tonight with Delmarva as the 1-0. Scott into right field. DJ Gladney on the warning track will make the grab for out number two of the inning. Felix Stevens flies out. Runner in Pagano after retreat to first base. And F9 is in the book. Two down now for Ethan Hearn, the catcher. Lynchburg playing a doubleheader with Delmarva tonight. After some rain last night, postponed it. So a doubleheader tonight means game one. Lynchburg takes it 3-2, so they picked up a victory. Now all they have to do would be to win that second game of the doubleheader with the Delmarva Shorebirds. First pitch in there called strike one. 0-1 your count now on Ethan Hearn. If Lynchburg is able to win that second game of the doubleheader, they will clinch that first half division championship and get a playoff spot. 0-1. Crowder foul down the line by Ethan Hearn. Another one coming at 0-2. Ethan Hearn last time up, 4-3 ground out. Staying in the ball game after a foul tip into the groin area. He is the catcher. It's a tough spot. 0-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Hunter Dollander picks up his first punch out as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It is Ethan Hearn down on strikes for out number three. Well, we're through the top of the fourth into the bottom of the fourth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom fourth in Kannapolis, DJ Gladney will lead things off big. Swing and miss on the first pitch for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Gladney with a solo shot back in the second inning for Kannapolis. gave the Ballers the start on offense tonight. 3-1, the Ballers lead. Gladney lifts one into left field. Going back is Pagani. It's on the berm and out of here. Two home runs for DJ Gladney tonight. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Gladney with another home run. It's his second of the night. Gives the good guys a 4-1 lead. 377 feet into left field. DJ Gladney, team leading 12th home run of the year. The crowd is now chanting for DJ Gladney. Of course, the fan favorite here in Kannapolis. It'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate now. Nobody out still. Now two home runs allowed by Luis Devers. First pitch in there called strike 1-0-1, your count. Devers had not allowed a home run all year, and all of a sudden he's allowed two tonight to DJ Gladney. 0-1 is outside. 1-1 is your count. DJ Gladney will be living rent-free in Luis Devers' head for quite a long time. Veras swings on the 1-1, lifts it, and it cuts on and misses. 1-2, your count. Again, Gladney now 12 homers on the year. 1-2 count on Veras. Here's the pitch from Devers. Off the plate and away. Count a move 2-2. DJ Gladney in the race now for home runs in the Carolina League. He's now tied for second. Sammy Infante with the Fredericksburg Nationals is at 12. There is one batter with 13. It is Nico Cavadas from the Salem Red Sox. Pitch is in the dirt now. Count running full on Wilfred Veras. Gladney now tied for second in the Carolina League in home runs on the year. 3-2 from Devers. Swung on liner to the second baseman. What a diving effort by Uma. He makes the play for out number one. It's an L4 in the book for Wilfred Veras, who's had a pretty unlucky night at the plate, in all honesty. 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Wilfred Veras. However, it's right at the second baseman in Uma, who makes a leaping effort on it for out number one. That and then a high towering fly ball that hit off the wall out in left center field in Triples Alley. First pitch is inside to Polanco, 1-0 your count. Veras is 1-for-2 on the night. 1-0 lifted foul over everyone's head here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Almost made the grab here in the press box. I don't know if my press box folk over here could make the grab. I do have my glove over here, to be fair. Been helping with the baseball camp this week. 1-1 blooped into shallow left field towards the line. Chasing after it is Pagani. He makes the grabs on the run. Four out at number two. It's an F7 in the book for Sabil Polanco. Now two down in the inning for Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Benjamin Bailey digs in. He had a ground out back in the second inning. First pitch to Bailey from Devers is off the plate. 1-0 your count. From Devers. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Played by the shortstop in Made. Fires to first. It is in time. Four out at number three of the fourth inning. 6-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey. Now 0-for-2 on the night. But DJ Gladney, 2-for-2 with two homers on the night, is the Chicago boy. And DJ Gladney, of course, the fan favorite here in Kannapolis. Take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 4-1 thanks to a couple homers from Gladney as Jacob Wetzel cuts on the first pitch. He pops it up into foul ground. Wes Kath makes a play down the left field line. Four out number one. It's a P5 on the first pitch of the fifth inning in the book for Jacob Wetzel. And it'll send it to Ravage Garcia here in the top of the fifth inning. It'll go Wetzel, Garcia, and then to the top of the order in Uma. Garcia last time up with an error reaching from Wilbur Sanchez. Dollander back out on the bump. First pitch is inside. 1-0 your count. Again, Dollander, 6 foot, 230 pound righty, 25 years of age from Evans, Georgia. 1-0 inside, 2-0 your count on Ravage Garcia. Dollander the righty, former Georgia Gwinnett College product. 2-0 in there, called strike one, 2-1 is your count. 2-1, showing bunt on it is Garcia. He'll pull it back as the pitch was up and in. 3-1 is now your count. Dollander, to Garcia. Grounder to shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires the first in time. Four out at number two. It is a 6-3 in the book for Ravage Garcia. So now two down. They'll send it to the top of the order to Josue Uma. Dollander's first pitch to Uma. Swung on hard. Grounder past the diving first baseman in Wilfred Veras into right field for a two-out single for Josue Uma. He is on base for the first time tonight. Now 1-for-3 on the evening. Kevin Madej, shortstop, will now take his turn at the plate. So far, not too bad a night for Hunter Dollander. He's through two innings right now. One walk, one strike. Dollander made two appearances in the Arizona Complex League this year. First pitch is in there, called strike 1-0-1 count on Madej. Dollander made two starts. Both of them he went five-plus innings. Pretty solid stuff from the righty Dollander. Showing bunt is Madej. Pulls it back as the pitch was in the dirt. Moved now to a 1-1 count. Runner at first is Uma with a decent lead. 1-1. Fastball in there, called strike two. 1-2 your count now on to Kevin Madej, number 15 overall prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. Again, this series is the first time both sides have played the Cubs and the White Sox affiliates. 1-2. Fastball in there. Got him looking. Ring him up. Hunter Dollander picks up another punch out. Second punch out of the evening. It's Kevin Madej down looking at strike three. Well, a single with two outs doesn't do any good for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as we'll head into the bottom of the fifth inning. Ballers still lead 4-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Victor Torres, Cabrera Weaver, Wilbur Sanchez due up in the inning. First pitch from Devers, swung on, fouled back off the wall here in the sweet level here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be an 0-1 count on a Victor Torres. Again, Torres taken in, had a single back in the second inning off of Luis Devers. Back out on the bump, fifth inning of action. 0-1 fastball just outside. 1-1 is now your count. And Torres, Weaver, and Wilbur Sanchez due up. 1-1 from Devers. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the catcher, Ethan Hearn, is going to try for it. But it falls in the midst of three different Myrtle Beach defenders as miscommunication delivers a infield pop-up single for Victor Torres. He now has two base hits to his name. And will now send up Cabrera Weaver to the plate. Cabrera Weaver grounded into a double play in the second inning. Still searching for his first base hit as a cannonballer here in 2022. Weaver born in Nashville, grown up in Snellville, Georgia. Again, spent most of last year with the Annapolis Cannonballers. Spent some time in high A as well with the Winston-Salem Dash. Pitches inside, 1-0. Count now on Cabrera Weaver. Wilbur Sanchez waiting on deck. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, liner up the middle into center field for a base knock. Cabrera Weaver is on base for the first time as a cannonballer in 2022. Back-to-back singles now for the cannonballers in this fifth inning. Ballers are racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. Back to the top of the order in Wilbur Sanchez. He'll dig in for his third at-bat of the night. Sanchez, the ground out of the first and a fly out in the third. Devers now in some trouble. Sanchez lays down a bunt. He gets it down. Devers can't make the play, and everyone is safe. It's an infield single for Wilbur Sanchez, and now bases will be chucked full to ballers as it's back-to-back-to-back singles. Man, must have been a good speed dating night. And that'll send up Wes Kath to the plate. Time called, Clayton Mortensen, the pitching coach for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, will now dig in. Bases loaded and nobody out. Luis Devers on the bump, trying to escape the tightest jam possible. There is nobody warming for Myrtle Beach down the line. Some ultimate faith in the righty, Luis Devers. Again, he's had a masterful start to this 2022 season. Devers before tonight had not allowed a home run. In every outing as well, he's gone at least 5-6 innings or so, consistently keeping hitters off balance all year. On the year, entering tonight, batting just .228 were opponents against Devers. Tonight, though, it's not been a great one. It's been a night from you-know-where for Luis Devers. Last time out, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, a 5-hit shutout. No walks either for Luis Devers. As we'll take a look at his line so far tonight. Not too pretty. He has not walked anybody, to be fair. But 4 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 punch-outs for Devers so far tonight. That'll send up Wes Kath. Now, bases are chuck full of ballers and no one out here in this bottom of the fifth. Prime opportunity for Kannapolis to step in and produce some offense. Kath cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul. 0-1 is now your count. Devers on the bump, trying to take his time. 0-1. Swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline. Played well by Mike Daniels, our roving instructor, who's here. He is acting first base coach tonight for the Annapolis Cannonballers. Oh, 2 count, nobody out. Kath at the plate, still searching for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 2. 0-2 cut on and missed for strike 3. He is down for the third time tonight with a strikeout. One down now for Colson Montgomery. Montgomery 0-2 on the night. The strikeout and a ground out. Again, entering tonight with a 31-game on-base streak. Prime opportunity here to produce some offense. Bases are loaded. Here's first pitch. Swung on, grounder through the hole. It's a diving effort by the shortstop, Made, but everyone's going to be safe. The Cabrera Weaver is going to head home. Play the plate. He is safe. Two runs will score on an infield single. What is this? It's a two RBI infield single for Colson Montgomery. 32 now in a row for the Holland Hammer, Colson Montgomery. 6-1 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Torres will score. Good hustle on the base paths by Cabrera Weaver. So now the ballers have broken this game wide open. Montgomery is at first base safely again. 32nd consecutive game, breaking Ian Dawkins' record of 31 back in 2019. Time called. Pitch clock violation issued to the pitcher, Luis Devers. It'll be a 1-0 count now on DJ Gladney. It's a two RBI single for Colson Montgomery. Add that to the tally. Gladney's 1-0 is inside. 2-0 now your count. Gladney, what a night for him at the plate. 2-for-2 with two solo shots, and both of them have been absolute bombs out to left field. Here in a packed house at Atrium Health Ballpark, left field berm is packed in anticipation of another homer from Gladney. 2-0 lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 2-1. Of course, it's Thirsty Thursday, Bull Weevils night here at Atrium Health Ballpark, offering a throwback pricing as well. We're able to get some concourse passes to some fans. Grounder to shortstop on the 2-1. To second for one, on to first for an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3. Ground out ends matters here in the bottom of the fifth inning. But ballers pick up two more runs thanks to Colson Montgomery with a 2-RBI single to the shortstop in Kevin Made. We're through five, bottom six, headed the top of the sixth, I should say. Head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. 6-1. Good guys. Well, the Ballers with a comfy lead here at the top of the sixth inning. They're leading 6-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch from Dallander is off the plate. Triantos, 1-0 is at your count. It'll be Triantos, Alcantara, and Pagan due up in the order. 1-0 from Dallander. Swung on, lifted foul by Triantos. 1-1 your count. Back out on the bump is Hunter Dallander. He's gone through 2 1/3 already. He does have two punch-outs on the night as well. Piggybacking off of Nore Vera, 1-1. Lifted in the air, right field. DJ Gladney will move to his right. He'll camp under and make the grab for out number one. It's a F9 in the book for James Triantos. It'll now send up Kevin Alcantara. We are able to close the book on Nore Vera tonight as well. 2 2/3. One hit, one run. It was earned. It was a home run one walk and one strikeout. He did toss a total of 45 pitches tonight. Pitches swung on and missed for strike one for Alcantara. 0-1 is your count. Dollander out there right now. He has gone through 2 2/3 of his own. 0-1. Grounder over to third base. Wes Kath makes the play. Fires to first in time for out number two. Quickly now two down in the sixth inning. It is now two down for Ezekiel Pagan, the left fielder. Ezekiel Pagan with a solo shot back in the second inning. The only run of the ball game so far for Myrtle Beach. He did pick up a walk in the fourth as well. Dollander's first pitch is off the plate, 1-0. Dollander's 1-0 is an off-speed pitch upstairs and inside. 2-0 your count on Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan, lefty-righty from Guayanilla, Puerto Rico, 21 years of age. 2-0 is off the plate. Now 3-0 is Dollander trying to find the strike zone. Again, Hunter Dollander in his Kannapolis Cannonballers debut tonight. 3-0, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball to get me over. Fastball in there for strike one. 3-1 is your count. 3-1. Swung on and lifted foul into foul ground down the third baseline. West Cat's going to chase after it, but it'll land over in section 115. We'll do another one at a full count of 3-2. On Ezekiel Pagan. Three-two. Grounder up the middle by Pagan into center field for a two-out base knock. Pagan just can't stop getting on base. He's been on base every time he's stepped to the plate this evening. As that'll now send up Felix Stevens, the first baseman. Hunter Dollander now is through three innings. He's got one runner on currently in Ezekiel Pagan. For Dollander, it is his second hit allowed. First pitch, big swing and miss from Felix Stevens. 0-1 your count. Dollander about 42, 43 pitches. This will be pitch number 43. In the dirt, picked out by Torres. 1-1, now your count. One count, two down. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss. 1-2, now your count on Felix Stevens. One, two count, two down. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Hunter Dollander picks up his third strikeout of the night. It is Felix Stevens on a swing and a miss. So a two-out base knock does nothing for Myrtle Beach. The bottom six headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Veras leads things off. Bottom six, first pitch from Devers is up and in. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Veras, Polanco, and Benjamin Bailey due up in the order. 1-0 from Devers is away. 2-0, now your count on Wilfred. 1-for-2 in the night. He did have a double back in the second inning. He had an unlucky line out in the fourth. 2-0, big cut on and a miss. 2-1, your count now. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Bottom six. Ballers lead 6-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1. Big swing and a miss from Veras. He's on it. 2-2. Now your count. Again, Myrtle Beach currently trailing at 6-1. They need to win tonight, win in their in. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Wilfred Veras is down on strikes. Four out at number one. It'll send up Samuel Polanco, the second baseman. At the moment, despite Myrtle Beach trailing 6-1, if this result were to hold, and if the results were holding in Charleston, the Columbia Fireflies currently lead 2-0 over the Charleston River Dogs. Myrtle Beach would clinch the division. Hard liner on the first pitch from Polanco to shortstop Madej makes the play for out number two. L6, the book for Samuel Polanco at 100 miles an hour exit velocity. That'll send down Benjamin Bailey to the plate. First pitch to Bailey is low and inside. 1-0 your count. Bailey on the evening, 0-for-2 with two ground outs, both to the left side of the infield. 1-0 in there called strike one, 1-1 your count. Ground out to third base and a ground out to shortstop. 1-1 from Devers. Fastball off the plate, 2-1 now on Bailey. Victor Torres awaiting on deck. 2-1 in the dirt, picked out by Ethan Hearn. 3-1 your count. Devers working quickly on the bump. There is an arm warming for Myrtle Beach. Down the line, looks like it's Angel Hernandez. 3-1. Big swing and a miss by Bailey. Now count runs full. Angel Hernandez, the lefty from Ciudad Bolivar, Dominican Republic, is warming up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch on the 3-2. Grounded foul by Bailey. Another one coming at 3-2. Fastball is low ball four. Benjamin Bailey is on base the first time tonight, drawing a two-out walk. It'll send Victor Torres to the plate, 2-for-2 on the night with two singles. Again, Victor Torres, 2-for-2 with two singles. Ended up scoring last inning as well on a Colson Montgomery 2-RBI single. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time. It is an 0-1 count on Victor Torres. Decent lead at first for Bailey. 0-1. Swung on, grounded foul. 0-2, now your count on Torres. Two count, two down. Devers taking a peek in. He's in his sixth inning of action. If he gets one more strike, he will have gotten through six innings. Here's the 0-2. Big swing and a miss for strike three. There's the strikeout he needed to end the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers do lead 6-1, but Luis Devers does get through six innings for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll take a quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. 7-8-9, due up 1-2-3 as Hunter Dollander delivers the first pitch here in the top of the seventh inning. Swung on by Ethan Hearn and fouled off. Another one coming in 0-1 on Ethan Hearn. It'll be Hearn the catcher, Wetzel the right fielder, and Garcia the third baseman due up here to face off against Dollander in the top of the seventh inning. Ballers lead 6-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 0-1 is off the plate. 1-1 is now your count on Ethan Hearn. On the evening, Hearn has been pretty decent, except he's 0-2 with a strikeout in the fourth inning. 1-1, swing and a miss on the 1-1, 1-2. Now your count. Hearn again, a high draft pick, sixth round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs. But Wrigley Field in the north side of Chicago. Haven't made it to Wrigley yet. Need to soon, though. Got to make it to the south side as well. 1-2, major league pop-up foul. It'll land on the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. You heard the thud. Maybe my crowd mic a second ago. 1-2 will remain the count. Again, an arm warming for Myrtle Beach down the line. Dollander on the bump. He can go a couple more innings. 1-2, fouled off again by Hearn. 1-2 will remain the count. Dollander trying to work quickly on the clock, but time called. The ball boy is still on the field. 1-2 is your count on Ethan Hearn. Dollander's 1-2. Off speed is up and away. 2-2 now your count. Close call according to our trackman up here in Ty Cryan. However, 2-2 will remain the count on Ethan Hearn. Here's the pitch from Dollander. Swung on, foul tipped off the mask of Victor Torres. Count will go now 3-2. Count, nobody out. Top seven, Ballers lead 6-1 thanks to an explosion of offense. 2-2. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Ethan Hearn is down on strikes for the second time tonight. Out number one here in the seventh inning. They'll send up Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder. First pitch to Wetzel in there, called a ball one. 1-0 count on Wetzel. 0-2 with a ground down and a pop out is the Pelicans right fielder. 1-0 fastball is off the plate. 2-0 now. Again, no arms warming for Kannapolis. Dollander has gone 5 innings and 6 innings in his 2 starts earlier in the Arizona Complex League. 2-0 lifted foul. Now 2-1 on Wetzel. Jacob Wetzel, non-drafted free agent signee in 2020 out of Walkersville, Maryland. 2-1. Swung on, fouled back. The one coming at 2-2. Two count, one out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thirsty Thursday, beautiful night as 2-2 off speed is inside. It plunks Wetzel in the arm. It'll be a hit by pitch and another base runner for Myrtle Beach. That'll send the nine-hole man and Ravage Garcia, third baseman. Of course, here in Kannapolis, beautiful night for baseball. Little toasty, but with the drink specials tonight, our 5-4-3-2-1 blast off to fun. $5 craft cans, $4 domestic cans, $3 house wines, $2 12-ounce domestics, $1 sodas. You stay cool. Pitches inside, 1-0 your count. It's getting about last call here in the top of the seventh inning, but good times can keep on rolling. 1-0. Fastball is low and inside. 2-0 now to Garcia. Packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark, taking in a wonderful ball game so far. Ballers in their Bull Weevils uniforms tonight. 2-0. Liner down the line. Fair down the left field line. It'll roll into the corner a little bit. Rounding second, headed for third is Wetzel. He'll stop there. It is a double into the corner for Ravage Garcia. Now all of a sudden, Myrtle Beach finds two runners in scoring position. Back to the top of the order at Josue Uma. Time call now. John Eli, pitching coach for Kannapolis, will go out and have a chat with Hunter Dollander. Of course, tonight as well, back on Tuesday, ourselves and the Ballers put out a $5 concourse pass special. That left field berm is absolutely packed, which is awesome to see. I haven't seen it that busy since 4th of July last year, when I don't think I saw a patch of green out there. Of course, 4th of July, one of the highlights of the baseball year. 4th of July coming up soon. If you haven't grabbed your tickets already, be sure to do so. KCBallers.com, as well as at the F&M Bank box office here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be hosting the Carolina Mudcats for the first time this year out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization on the 4th of July. Should be a 6 o'clock first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Uma is in there, called strike one, and off speed pitch. 0-1 is your count. Man, I look forward to the 4th of July every year so much. It's just my favorite. Baseball, food, and fireworks. What more could you ask for? 0-1 from Dollander. Swung on. It's tapped towards the shortstop, Sanchez. He'll charge in, make the play. He has no play. Now he'll throw it to third, trying to get the runner at third in Garcia. He's not able to make the tag in time. It'll go down as an infield single for Josue Uma. It is his second single of the night. Wetzel will score. Garcia is safe at third. Myrtle Beach cutting the lead now to 6-2. It'll send Kevin Medea, the shortstop, to the plate. Kevin Medea on the night, 0-2 with a walk back in the third inning. First pitch from Dollander is inside to Medea. 1-0 your count. Kevin Medea, number 15 overall prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. Dollander's 1-0. Fastball low and away, 2-0 now your count. Dollander just his second allowed run in 2022 as a whole. He did allow one run on June 17th against the ACL Royals. 2-0 in there, called strike one, 2-1 your count. Dollander's racked up the strikeouts this year as well. 3 2/3 tonight, he's got four. He's picked up at least seven in each of his last two starts. 2-1. Fastball away to Medea. 3-1 is now your count. Count, one out. Ground ball would do a lot of good here as Medea pops the 3-1 in the air. Foul. It'll hit off the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Count them on full now. Count, one out. Triantos, DH, is on deck. Full count offering. Medea lifts this one into left center field. Benjamin Bailey will move to his left, but the center fielder Cabrera Weaver will call him off, make the grab for out number two. Tagging up from third base is Ravage Garcia. So it'll go down as a sacrifice fly for Kevin Medea here now in the seventh inning. So two down, and the Pelicans do strike again. It is 6-3 now here in Kannapolis. It'll send up James Triantos to DH with one on and two down. Now looks like Rigo Fernandez has gotten up and is getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Pitch is off the plate to Triantos. 1-0 your count. Rigo Fernandez shutout outings in his last two appearances. 1-0 fastball is inside to Triantos. 2-0. Hunter Dollander now allowing two runners to cross the plate here in the seventh inning. Ballers looking to hold on to a 6-3 lead. 2-0 from the righty. Fastball inside of the plate. Throw into first base. No, they just missed him. Good play at first by Wilfred Veras. Nonetheless, count will move 3-0 now. 3-0. Fastball. Get me over. Fastball in there. Called strike one. 3-1 is now your count. Trianto signed the evening. A ground out. Grounding into a fielder's choice and a fly out. As he cuts on the 3-1, a major league pop-up in foul ground. Heads up everyone down the right field line. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will camp under it and make the grab for out number three. It's a P3 in foul ground for James Triantos. He has not reached base tonight. Well, we are time to stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're at the bottom of the seventh, but first we're stretching. Quick break. Ballers lead 6-3. We'll be back here at Atrium Health Ballpark in just a moment. New arm of the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It'll be the lefty, 6 foot, 280-pound lefty from Ciudad Bolivar, Dominican Republic. It is Angel Hernandez on the bump for Myrtle Beach in relief of Luis Stevers. First pitch in there called strike one to Cabrera Weaver. 0-1 is now your count. It is the bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 6-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 0-1 from Hernandez. Big swing and a miss. 0-2, now your count. It'll be Cabrera Weaver, Wilbur Sanchez, and Wes Kath due up in the order. 0-2 count. Hernandez is in the game. On the mound for Myrtle Beach in his fourth game of 2022. 0-2. Fastball is upstairs to Weaver. 1-2, now your count. Hernandez 1-0 with a 0 ERA. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 punchouts, batting 158. Our opponents against Hernandez. 1-2, Weaver check swings at the plate. He's frustrated himself. It's all good, my friend. It's a tough pitch to handle as Angel Hernandez gets his first punch out of the night and his first at-bat faced. It is a strikeout for Cabrera Weaver. Now 1-for-3 on the night. Back to the top of the order in Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez 1-for-3, did have a clutch little single in the fifth inning. First pitch from Hernandez in there called strike one. 0-1 your count. Hernandez last pitch back on June the 19th in Fredericksburg. Against Fredericksburg, I should say. They didn't go to Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg went to them. 0-1 off the plate. 1-1 is now your count. Ballers do not go to Myrtle Beach this year. It's only the Pelicans coming to Atrium Health Ballpark. Hernandez is 1-1 to Sanchez, is off the plate. 2-1 now on the way. Ballers don't play Charleston at all this year, either here or in Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. 2-1. Swung on, lifted high, and foul off the Atrium Health ballpark sign into section 105 over the first base dugout. Heads up down there. 2-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch from Angel Hernandez to the leadoff man, the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. They call him La Chispa. 2-2, it's just a bit outside. I can't say that on the radio. It's okay. Full count now on Sanchez. One out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wes Kath is on deck, 0-for-3 with three punch outs on the night. Kath trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 3-2 on the way from Hernandez. Swung on, lifted high, and foul into the right field terrace area. Heads up over there. It'll land on the top row of the right field terrace. Count will move 3-2. Count, one out. Here's the pitch from Hernandez. Off-speed pitch off the plate. Ball four. Looks like it slipped out of the hand of Angel Hernandez. It is a one-out walk issued to Sanchez. Second time he's reached base tonight. It'll send up Wes Kath. Wes Kath again 0-for-3. Three swinging strikeouts. Took an aggressive approach to Luis Devers in his elusive little sidestep. As we can close the book on Devers as well, as Hernandez will take a peek at first base. Not in time. We'll have to await the first pitch. Devers, 6 innings, 9 hits. 6 runs all earned, 1 walk and 6 punch outs for the starting arm for Myrtle Beach. ERA goes up to a 2.64. Kath cuts on the first pitch, grounds it up the middle, played by the shortstop. Madej steps on the bag for one on to first. It is a double play to end at the bottom of the seventh inning. It goes down as a 6-3 and double play to end matters in the seventh. Not been the greatest nights for Wes Kath, but it's okay. Everyone has bad nights sometimes. Quick break. We'll be right back here, top of the eighth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 6-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dollander's first pitch at the top of the eighth to Kevin Alcantara is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Dollander back out on the bump. Another inning of action. He's at 4 1/3 and just shy of 75 pitches. His night is probably close to done. Alcantara's pitch is in the zone 1-1. Here's the 1-1 now as it's lifted high and foul. 1-2 now on the 6'6" center fielder in Kevin Alcantara. It'll be Alcantara, Pagan, and Stevens due up in the order. 1-2 from Dollander. Fastball is upstairs. 2-2 now your count. Four and a third so far. Here's the pitch as Alcantara, major league pop-up in a shallow right field. The second baseman in Polanco is called off by the right fielder Gladney. Making the grab out there is DJ, four out number one. It is a F9 in the book for Kevin Alcantara. 0-for-4 on the night is the number 7 overall prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. He'll send up Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan has reached base at every at-bat tonight. Home run, a walk, and a single. 2-for-2 with a walk. Not too shabby. Pitch off the plate from Dahlander. 1-0 count. Dahlander's 1-0. Grounded past the glove of Wilfred Veras into right field. Fair ball. That was all the way in the corner. Waved off now by home plate umpire Chad Patterson. And it's going to be a ground rule double as sliding into third base was Pagan. However, he'll have to retreat back to second base on the play. Ground rule double scored by our umpires tonight as Ezekiel Pagan will retreat to second base. And that'll send up Felix Stevens. Ball got caught in the tarp area down in the right field corner. DJ Gladdy immediately tossing his hands up. Now Felix Stevens will dig in. 0-for-3 on the night with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Pagan now again reaching base in every attempt. He's a triple shy of the cycle. First pitch to Stevens in the dirt, picked out by the catcher Torres. 1-0 now on Stevens. Swung on, lifted in the air into left field. Chasing after it is Benjamin Bailey as well as Cabrera Weaver. They look up and it's out of here. Two-run shot for Felix Stevens. And now Myrtle Beach has closed the gap. 6-5 your score here in Kannapolis. It's a two-run shot for Felix Stevens. 408 feet off the bat. 105-mile-an-hour exit velocity. A max height. What a max height that is, 146 feet. All of a sudden now, 6-5 your score. That'll prompt Guillermo Quiroz to come out and chat with Hunter Dahlander. New arm will be on the way for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in just a moment. Quick break. We'll be right back with the new arm details in just a moment. Well, now the Ballers' lead is just one. A new arm on the bump for Kannapolis. 6 foot, 190-pound, 24-year-old, 24th round pick in 2018. It's Rigo Fernandez on the bump. First pitch is outside to Ethan Hearn. 2-0 is now your count, as it was a pitch clock violation. Excuse me, just a 1-0 count on Ethan Hearn. It'll be a Hearn due up, one out here in this eighth inning. First pitch was a ball. Next pitch is also a ball. 2-0 count now on Hearn. On the evening, 0 for 3, two strikeouts as Rigo Fernandez entering the ballgame. Third different arm used by Kannapolis tonight. 2-0, get me over pitch for 2-1 count now. Fernandez, a four-seam fastball, changeup, 12-6 curve, and a slider. 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA entering tonight. 2-1 grounded foul. We'll do another one at 2-2. Rigo Fernandez, his fourth appearance this season for Kannapolis. Last time pitched back on June the 10th against the Down East Wood Ducks. One inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, one punch out. 2-2 count, one out. Time call to the plate by Ethan Hearn. Rigo Fernandez on the year again, a 6.75 ERA to his name. Didn't make the opening day roster here in Kannapolis this year, just activated off the injured list a couple of weeks ago. 2-2, Scott up in the air. Nobody can find it as the ball lands in right center field. Cabrera Weaver will have to come in from center field and make the grab. Nobody could find it in the air. It was such a high ball, and it will go down as a double on the play. It is a double for Ethan Hearn. It'll now be the tying run at second base. The go-ahead run is at the plate. It's Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder. Jacob Wetzel will dig in, hit by a pitch last time up, also scoring a run in the seventh inning. Myrtle Beach charging back here in this eighth inning. They've put up two runs. They put up two runs last inning as well. They trail 6-5. Of course, you take a look at some of the other games going on. Wetzel has to dive out of the way. 1-0 count now. Rigo loses a pitch up and in. Lynchburg and Delmarva are tied. 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lynchburg needs to win, and they're in. After that, gets a little hairy. 1-0 off speed in there. Called strike one on Wetzel. 1-1. Down East leading over the Carolina Mudcats. 2-1 over at Granger Stadium. The Mudcats would be eliminated with a loss. 1-1. Fastball up and in. 2-1 on Wetzel. Salem leading 3-2 over the Frednats. Up in Salem, Virginia. Frednats currently trailing 3-2 to Salem. 2-1 from Fernandez. Fastball outside, 3-1 now on Wetzel. The big one, of course, that Myrtle Beach is watching. Charleston River Dogs currently trail 2-0 to the Columbia Fireflies. With a Myrtle Beach win or a Charleston loss, they would clinch the first half division title. 3-1 is fouled off, 3-2 your count. Wetzel now with a full count against Rigo Fernandez. River Dogs trail 2-0 now in the top of the ninth inning. In Charleston, Columbia Fireflies putting up a 2-0 lead. A game that doesn't matter in the playoff race at all. Fayetteville leading 8-4 against the Augusta Green Jackets as the full count offering is off the plate. Ball four. Jacob Wetzel will reach base for the second time tonight. So now the tying and go-ahead runs are on base. Rigo Fernandez will now have to face off against Ravaj Garcia. John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will come out and chat with Rigo Fernandez just to calm him down, get a little strategy into the ears of Rigo. Again, just one out in this top of the eighth inning. Ballers need five outs for the victory. However, running into a bit of a tight spot here are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ravaj Garcia will dig in. 1-for-3 on the night with a double back in the seventh inning. Ravage Garcia digging in. First pitch from Rigo. Big swing and a miss on and off. Speed pitch. 0-1 your count. Baldur's looking to hold on to a lead. 0-1. Fastball just off the plate. 1-1 count now. Garcia in just his second game as a Myrtle Beach Pelican in tonight's ballgame. Appeared in last night's action as well. 1-1 from Rigo. Off speed and low. 2-1 now. Top of the order, and Josue Uma is on deck. Of course, ever dangerous. Bat of Josue Uma. He's 2-for-4 on the night. Garcia 1-for-3. 2-1. Swung on and fouled off by Garcia. 2-2 count now. Of course, Lynchburg and Delmarva in a doubleheader tonight. Lynchburg taking the first game. They do need the second game as well. They're tied 1-1 in the top of the fifth. A 7-inning game there. 2-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Rigo Fernandez picks up his first punch out of the night. It is Ravage Garcia for out number two here in this eighth inning. It'll send it down to Josue Uma, the second baseman. Josue Uma, again, 2-for-4 on the night with 2 flyouts and 2 singles. Last time up, had a single in the 7th. First pitch from Rigo. Grounder past the third baseman, Kath, down the line and left. Rounding third, headed home on the play is Ethan Hearn. Rounding third, headed for home is Wetzel. Throw comes in on the cutoff. Sliding in, he's safe. And with one swing of the bat, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have now taken the lead here, 7-6 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hustle from Ethan Hearn and Jacob Wetzel has now found Myrtle Beach on top, 7-6 here in the eighth inning. The tides have slowly shifted in favor of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, with a win tonight, they will clinch the Carolina League South Division for the first half. Or with the Charleston loss. At this rate, Charleston is on the losing end. Rigo's first pitch to Mede is in there. It's outside. Ball one. It is a double for Josue Uma. One on, two down. Mede at the plate. 1-0. Swings and misses. 1-1. And now the Pelicans find themselves just 6 outs away from a division clinch. 1-1. Off speed in there. Called strike two. 1-2. Now you're counting on Kevin Mede. Myrtle Beach putting up a 4 spot here in this eighth inning. Again, ballers held on to a 6-1 lead. All of a sudden, Myrtle Beach putting up 6 runs in the past 2 innings. But Rigo Fernandez picks up another strikeout. It's Kevin Mede for out number 3 of this top of the eighth inning. We'll take a quick break. Be right back here. Bottom of the eighth headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Colson Montgomery will dig in. First pitch from the lefty in Hernandez is off the plate. 1-0 is your count now on a Colson Montgomery. It'll be Montgomery, Gladney, and Wilfred Veras due up in the order. 1-0 count now on Montgomery. Here's the pitch. Swung on, tapper into fair play towards the first baseman in Stevens. Diving effort. He tags the base. Four out number one. It is a ground out for Colson Montgomery. It is a 3-U. First out now, the eighth inning. That'll send TJ Gladney to the plate. TJ Gladney, 2-for-3 tonight with 2 home runs in the second and fourth inning, both solo shots. And now everybody is headed out to the left field. Bermie saw a whole mess of fans head over there in anticipation of a Gladney long bomb. Hernandez's first pitch is off the plate. 1-0 to Gladney. Team leader with 12 home runs is DJ. Also leading the way in RBIs. 1-0. Inside, 2-0 now on Gladney. Gladney picking up a couple RBIs tonight. Again, taking the lead. And then some. 2-0. Inside, 3-0 now on everybody's favorite, number 25, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, DJ Gladney. 3-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Get me over breaking ball in there called strike one. 3-1 now on the way. Salem leading 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning over the Fred Nats. As Gladney lines a 3-1 over to first base, making a leaping effort is Stevens. He'll make the grab for out number two. It's an L3. Man, Felix Stevens over at first base is getting a busy eighth inning as it'll now send it to Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras, 1-for-3 night, a double, a line out, and a strikeout. Here's the pitch to Veras from Hernandez is inside. 1-0 your count. Top of the ninth, Columbia putting up some more base runners as well. They do have one down, but they have two on as well. 1-0. Swung on, lifted high, and foul by Veras. 1-0. Polanco is on deck for Kannapolis. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Wilfred Veras. Swung on hard liner back up the middle into center field for a base knock. Wilfred Veras on base. Second time tonight. He's got a multi-hit game. Now two outs and a runner on for Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco with a double back in the second inning. It was an RBI double. Other than that, a fly out and a line out. Everything hard contact tonight for Samuel Polanco. First time he has to face a lefty, though, here in this eighth inning. First pitch is tapped foul, 0-1 count. Runner at first is Wilfred Veras advancing on a single off of Angel Hernandez. 0-1. Off the plate and away. 1-1 now on Samuel Polanco. Batting 229 on the year is Samuel. His first action of this week. He did not play in either of the two previous games. Against lefties on the year, kind of struggling, batting just 188 with one RBI. 1-1. In the dirt, picked out by Hearn. He fakes a throw to first base. You're not Patrick Mahomes, my friend. You're not going to fool anybody with a pump fake. 2-1 now your count on Samuel Polanco. Ballers faithful holding strong here at the ballpark as Polanco lifts the pitch high and foul on the 2-1. 2-2 will now move the count. Packed house here on Thursday, enjoying a wonderful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, the third of 6 matchups between these two sides this week. Myrtle Beach taking the first two. They win tonight, they can clinch at least a series split. 2-2 is upstairs. Now count running full on Samuel Polanco. Hernandez with a deep breath on the bump. 3-2 offering. Swinging a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. Four out, number three. It is a KFT in the book for Samuel Polanco. Third out of the eighth inning. And now we're into the ninth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers are down by one. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the ninth we go here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 7-6 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in the third of six matchups. Rico Fernandez on the bump. Triantos cuts on the first pitch. Ground to the third base. Westcalf with a heavy throw over there first in time. Four out, number one. One pitch, one out here in the top of the ninth inning. It's a ground out for James Triantos. That'll send it to Kevin Alcantara. Kevin Alcantara, 0 for 4 on the night. Has not had the greatest series here against Kannapolis. First pitch from Rigo in there, called strike one. Alcantara, 0 for 8 entering tonight with one walk and four strikeouts. Rigo's 0-1, swung on, and it's the broadcaster's curse. It's into left field, but Benjamin Bailey does make the grab. In left field, just shy of the warning track. Four out, number two. F7 to the book for Kevin Alcantara. I guess not a broadcaster's curse. He's now 0 for 5 on the evening. It'll send it to the scorching hot Ezekiel Pagan left fielder. Ezekiel Pagan is a triple shy of the cycle. Home run, walk, single, and double on the evening. He needs a triple to complete the cycle. First pitch from Rico is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Pagan has been the exact opposite of Alcantara. Tonight, 3 for 3. As he swings on the 1-0, pops it up in foul ground. First baseman in Veras chasing after it. But the catcher, Victor Torres, in foul ground. Makes the grab for out number 3. It's a P2 in foul ground in the book. A very fast top of the ninth inning. We'll send it now to the bottom of the ninth. It's rally time for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They trail by one. Bottom nine headed your way here in just a moment here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, if the Ballers have ever needed offense, they need it here. Bottom nine, they trail by one. Benjamin Bailey will dig in. First pitch from Angel Hernandez is a breaking ball up and away. 1-0 is your count. Ballers trail 7-6 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, they win and they are in. Our Myrtle Beach in the first half playoff as the 1-0 big cut on a miss. 1-1 your count. It'll be Bailey Torres and Cabrera Weaver, bottom nine, against Angel Hernandez, back out for their inning of action. 1-1, fastball up and away, 2-1 now on Benjamin Bailey. 0-for-2 in the night with a walk. He did walk back in the sixth inning. Has not faced off against Hernandez yet tonight. Here's the 2-1. Fastball away now, 3-1 on Benjamin Bailey. Vista Alegre, Panama native. Victor Torres awaiting on deck. He's had a nice night at the plate. 3-1. Big swing and a miss on a hitter's count. We'll move to a 3-2 offering. Count on Bailey. Here's the offering from Hernandez. Fastball up and in, ball four. And now Kannapolis has the tying run on base, and they'll send Victor Torres to the plate. Well, that's exactly what the doctor ordered here with a leadoff walk for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as now Victor Torres will dig in. They're going to send a pinch runner to first base. Looks like it'll be James Beard. It will indeed be James Beard. He's going to take over for Benjamin Bailey. Beard is at first base again, the ever quick outfielder for Kannapolis, one of the fastest guys in minor league baseball. Beard now in the game at first base. He is the pinch runner. Hernandez on the mound against Torres. First pitch fastball, low and inside, 1-0 your count. And now immediately time called. Ethan Hearn, the catcher for Myrtle Beach, will come out and have a chat. Quick mound visit now for Angel Hernandez. Myrtle Beach three outs away from clinching the division. However, also Charleston one out away from losing, which would automatically give Myrtle Beach the division victory in the first half. Again, first half and second half. Winners of each division that clinch playoff spots. So tomorrow, the Kannapolis Cannonballers' record will move back to 0-0. We'll have a chance to make a run in a playoff spot. Playoff baseball in Kannapolis will be pretty fun. 1-0 count on Victor Torres. Hernandez on the bump, the lefty. 1-0, fastball off the plate now, 2-0. Hernandez losing his way. He's already tossed a walk in this half inning. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. 2-0. Lifted foul by Torres. 2-1 now your count. There is an arm warming. It is Nick Gallagher. Down the line for Kannapolis. Just added to the roster today. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Beard at first. Time called at the plate by catcher Ethan Hearn. Count will remain at 2-1. Torres cuts on the 2-1, fouls it off. 2-2 now your count. Two count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. First punch out of the ninth inning for Hernandez. Is a swing and a miss from Victor Torres. One out now. Runner still on a first. It is now a Cabrera Weaver digging in. Cabrera Weaver, 1-for-3 on the evening. He did have a single back in the fifth inning. Charleston's now put a run on the board. They are trailing now 2-1. They do have the tying run on base. It's now time called. Looks like Buddy Bailey is going to come out, and Chad, looks like Angel Hernandez's night is over here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the way for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is 6'2", righty, 180 pounds from San Jose, Puerto Rico. It's Josan Okendo due on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Kannapolis Cannonballers are at the plate. Cabrera Weaver running on the pitch is James Beard. Fastball inside of the plate. Throw it to second is not in time. James Beard is in safely at second base with a stolen base. That's why you pay the big bucks. James Beard is in safely with a stolen base. And oh my, we've just had a big time switch up. The Charleston River Dogs have just walked off the Columbia Fireflies. 1-0 tapped foul by Cabrera Weaver. 1-1 your count. The Charleston River Dogs have just walked off the Columbia Fireflies, so Charleston has won. Myrtle Beach now controls their own destiny. If they win tonight, they clinch. If they lose, they are out of the first half playoff race. Big time. Change up down in Charleston. 1-1 from Okendo. In the dirt, picked out by Hearn. Now 2-1 on Cabrera Weaver. Two-one count, one out. Cabrera Weaver is at the plate. James Beard at second base. He's the tying run. Wilbur Sanchez is on deck. Josan Okendo on the bump. 2-1. Big swing and a miss. 2-2 now your count on Cabrera Weaver. Picked up his first single as a baller in 2022. Back on the fifth, in the fifth inning, I should say. Wow, what a change of events. The Charleston River Dogs walking off the Columbia Fireflies 3-2. Myrtle Beach now completely controls their own destiny. Time called by Cabrera Weaver. 2-2 now your count. All kinds of fun here in the Carolina League. The final night of the first half. 2-2 from Okendo. check swing of the plate. He did not go around. Pitches in the dirt, picked out by Hearn. Count now runs full on Cabrera. Again, tying run for the Ballers is at second base. At the plate is the winning run, Cabrera Weaver. Weaver's pretty quick himself. Picked up a lot of stolen bases last year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Beard, the fastest man in minor league baseball, is at second. Full count, one out. Here's the pitch from Oquendo. Swung on and foul tapped. Another one coming at 3-2. In 2021 with Kannapolis, Cabrera Weaver, 25 stolen bases, 32 total attempts. He's got some speed on him. A lot of speed in this lineup for Kannapolis with Beard, Weaver, and Wilbur Sanchez. 3-2 from Oquendo. Swung and a miss for strike three. It is out number two of this ninth inning. Weaver down on strikes for out number two. It'll send up Wilbur Sanchez. The shortstop is the final hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilbur Sanchez is the final hope. Two down, bottom nine. Ballers need a base knock here. Sanchez has a base hit back in the fifth inning. Oquendo is on the bump. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on and foul tipped off of Ethan Hearn. Well, 0-1 count now. Sanchez, a ground out in the first, a fly out in the third, a single in the fifth, and a walk in the seventh inning. He's had an eventful night at the plate. Carolina Mudcats falling 3-2 to the Down East Wood Ducks. We're seeing this all play out here tonight. Lynchburg still needs to pick up a victory. 0-1. Off-speed pitch inside corner for strike two. Now the Ballers are down to their final strike. Myrtle Beach Pelicans are one strike away from clinching a playoff spot here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The party will go on for a good little while here if they get one more strike. Wilbur Sanchez, though, has no intentions of it. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Jozan Oquendo. Swung on and lifted foul by Sanchez. Another one coming at 0-2. Oquendo, just a third of an inning so far tonight. He's got a strikeout to his name. It is Cabrera Weaver. 0-2 count, two outs. Bottom nine. Oquendo on the bump. Sanchez at the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball just outside. 1-2, your count now on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Everybody in the Myrtle Beach dugout is on the front row. As again, they are one strike away from clinching the first half division title. 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Oquendo. Fastball up and in on Sanchez. Now even at 2-2. Westcath on deck, 0-4 on the night. They don't call Wilbur Sanchez La Chispa for nothing. Spark. He provides a spark. See if he can provide a much one, needed one here. 2-2 from Oquendo. Off the plate in the dirt, picked out by Ethan Hearn. Count now runs full. All of a sudden now, Jozan Oquendo is gone from up 0-2 to now behind at a full count, 3-2. Three-two count, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Jozan Oquendo on the bump. James Beard at second. Sanchez at the plate. The 3-2 pitch. Up and in, ball four. And Wilbur Sanchez has reached base. And now the plot thickens as Westcath will dig in. He's 0-4 in the night. But you never know when Westcath can provide a big time at base knock. Now a mound visit, as Ethan Hearn will go out and chat with Jozan Oquendo. Two on and two out for Westcath now. Sanchez reaches with a walk. Great at bat, though, by Wilbur Sanchez. Ballers fans holding out, enjoying the night here in Kannapolis. Westcath digging in. The go-ahead run and the winning run is at first base. It's Wilbur Sanchez. There's a lot of speed on the base paths. Beard and Sanchez, the two fastest guys. Here's the pitch from Oquendo. Check swing at the plate. Ball gets loose. Runners are going to advance on the play. It'll be a wild pitch. It's going to be a wild pitch. The runners will advance on the play. Westcath is confused, and now Guillermo Quiroz is going to come over and chat with home plate umpire in Chad Patterson. They're not quite sure if it was a hit-by-pitch. They're going to rule it was not a hit-by-pitch and that it was just a ball in the dirt. Now Buddy Bailey will come out and chat with home plate umpire Chad Patterson. Elliot Melton, the infield umpire. And now Buddy Bailey is going to go out and make the umpires chat about it. If Westcath is awarded the base, it would force a out at any base and send Colson Montgomery to the plate. But now a 0-1 count on Westcath as he did check swing on it. Runners advance on the play. It is a wild pitch from Josan Oquendo. 0-1 count, two outs. Go ahead, run at second. Here's the pitch from Oquendo. Swung on and tapped foul. And again, the ballers down to their final strike. Ballers looking to play spoiler here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Westcath at the plate again, 0 for 4, but you never know when he can produce. 0-2 count, Oquendo's 0-2 offering. In the dirt, gets by her, and it gets back to the backstop on the play. It'll score James Beard. Wild pitch from Josan Oquendo. And this ball game is tied here in Kannapolis. What a turn of events here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Westcath will now have a 1-2 count, James Beard will score on the play. And the winning run is at third base. All pandemonium has broken loose. Oquendo on the bump. 1-2 count, two outs. Cath at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss for strike three. Westcath goes down on strikes the fourth time tonight. We're now headed to extras here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Myrtle Beach Pelicans fighting for a playoff spot. And now they'll have to do extra innings matchup to do so. We'll take a break and head to the top of the 10th inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Well, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand quick. As Ron Burgundy says on Anchorman, top of the 10th inning in Kannapolis. Tie ball game, 7-7 your score. Ballers get a comeback going and claim the comeback successful. First pitch at the top of the 10th inning is in there. Called strike one. 0-1 count on Felix Stevens. Pagan is at second base with the placed runner. New arm on the bump is the new guy. Number 11, Nick Gallagher, the righty. 6'3", 200-pound, 26-year-old. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball gets loose. Victor Torres can make the catch, and the runner will advance on the play. Go down as a passed ball on Victor Torres, allowing Pagan to advance to third. Nick Gallagher, the new arm, just joined the team today. He's called up from the Arizona Complex League. Former product of the Cleveland Guardians organization. It's 16th round pick in 2017 by Cleveland. Out of the University of Iowa, former Hawkeye. 1-1 off the plate and away. 2-1 now on Felix Stevens. Charleston River Dogs are now tuned in and watching ever so closely on this ball game here in Kannapolis. As Myrtle Beach controls their own destiny in this ball game. They lose, they're out. They win and they're in. 2-1 from Gallagher. Fastball inside corner, 2-2. Now your count on Felix Stevens. Good call according to our track man and Ty Kryan. It'll be Stevens, Hearn, and Wetzel due up. Infield coming in to play in on the batter Stevens. 2-2, check swing at the plate. He went around, says home plate umpire Chad Patterson. Felix Stevens not a fan of the call at all, but it's a punch out for Nick Gallagher. His first batter faced in Kannapolis, and it's a strikeout. Not too bad a start for the righty. Ethan Hearn will now dig in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, 7-7 your score. Ballers and Pelicans tied after this ball game has absolutely gone to you know where and back. First pitch, lifted high and foul by Ethan Hearn. 0-1 your count. Nick Gallagher, again, a former Cleveland Guardian. Spent some time with the Lake County Captains in 2018 in the Midwest League. Then spent some time with Cleveland's Arizona Complex League teams. 0-1 big, swing and a miss from Ethan Hearn. 0-2. 2019, Gallagher bounced around. Spent some time in the Arizona Complex League as well as with Lake County, the Midwest League, the majority of the time, though, in 2019 with the Lynchburg Hillcats in high A ball. 2021, he was a Lake County captain. 0-2. Fastball just outside. 1-2, now your count on Ethan Hearn. Nick Gallagher actually part of the Akron Rubber Ducks opening day roster here in 2022. Ended up getting released by Cleveland. Picked up by the White Sox. 1-2, grounded a short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. Play at the plate. He's flopping around, and they call him safe. Oh, my, what a play. Runner at first, and Ethan Hearn is safe. And Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and chat as the play at the plate ended up with Pagan flopping around like a fish at home plate, trying to dodge the tag from Victor Torres. What an odd sequence that was, as Myrtle Beach does take the lead on the play. 8-7 now your score. Pagan scores on the play. Ethan Hearn is at first base with a single. It's actually a fielder's choice, excuse me. Fielder's choice, as Sanchez did opt to throw to home plate. Try to get the runner advancing to home in Pagan. Jacob Wetzel will now dig in. Pitch from Gallagher. Fastball in there called strike one. 0-1 now your count. So it is an unearned run charged to Nick Gallagher. Wetzel will dig in. 0-1 count. On the evening, he's reached base twice with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. 0-1 big swing and a miss. 0-2 now your count. Gallagher with 7 appearances with the Akron Rubber Ducks this year. Was released on June 6th by Cleveland. Picked up very quickly by the White Sox on June 8th. 0-2 cut on a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jacob Wetzel down on strikes for out number two here in this 10th inning. That'll send up Ravaj Garcia, the third baseman. Garcia with a double, a strikeout, a ground out, and an error. Reaching on an error, I should say, back in the third inning. First pitch is inside on Garcia, 1-0 count. We've seen just about everything in this ball game. Gallagher on the bump, Hearn at first base. Ravaj Garcia digging in. He has a double in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Grounder to second. Samuel Polanco going to his right. Moves in. Nice play. Underhand flip to second in time for out number three. But the damage is done as the Ballers now trail 8-7. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans now are threatening. Three more outs and Myrtle Beach will pick up the victory here tonight. Quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Runner on second is Wes Kath. Colson Montgomery will dig in to face off against Jozan Okendo. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, Ballers trail 8-7 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Montgomery will dig in. He has a single back at the 5th inning. He's now reached base in 32 consecutive ball games. First pitch from the righty, Okendo is off the plate. 1-0 your count now on the Holland Hammer, Colson Montgomery. It'll be Colson Montgomery, DJ Gladney, and Wilfred Veras, two up in the inning, three guys that have really hit the ball well tonight. 1-0 from Okendo. Fastball is in there called strike one. 1-1 your count. I think this place is going to erupt when DJ Gladney steps to the plate next. He is on deck. Jozan Okendo on the bump. Kath is at second. The placed runner in extra innings. 1-1. Swung on, grounder to second base. Play made by Uma. Fires the first in time for out number one, but it is a helpful ground out as it does move Kath to third base. That'll bring up DJ Gladney. Listen to this crowd. DJ Gladney digs in with a chance to extend the ball game or even send everybody home. And this place is rocking. Okendo on the bump. Time called by home plate umpire and Chad Patterson. Now Elliot Melton is trying to communicate something to Josano Kendo. And now Buddy Bailey, manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, is going to come out and chat. Not quite sure what the issue is here. It may have been a potential balk situation for Okendo. Home plate umpire and Chad Patterson issuing some directions to Okendo. It will not be a mound visit, obviously, as this was stopped by the umpires. Infield is playing in for Myrtle Beach. Bottom of the 10th, one out. DJ Gladney at the plate against Josano Kendo. First pitch, fastball inside. 1-0 count now on Gladney. He's got two home runs tonight, a homer in the second, homer in the fourth. Since then, he's been a little cold, grounding into a double play in the fifth and a line out in the eighth. 1-0 from Okendo. Big swing and a foul tip off the bat of Gladney. 1-1 count now. Gladney, the team leader in home runs with 12 and RBIs with 40. First man to reach 40 RBIs on the year for the Ballers. 1-1. Up and inside on Gladney. 2-1. Kath at third base is ready to break towards home if needed. Any ball in play helps Kannapolis here. Gladney just needs to make contact into fair play. We can see this game change tides completely. 2-1 from Okendo. Up and inside on Gladney. 3-1. A walk wouldn't necessarily hurt Kannapolis, but I don't know if it would help. It would cause runner to be at first, and it would set up a potential game-ending double play. 3-1 from Okendo. Fastball up on the inside corner for strike two. 3-2 count now. Full count now on DJ Gladney. It was a good call, according to Ty Krein, our track man up here. 3-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch from Okendo. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field into the corner. It's going to land foul. Oh, my. DJ Gladney about sent this place into a flurry. We'll have to do another one at 3-2. Everybody hold on to yourselves, please. 3-2 count, one out. The chance of DJ arise. 3-2. Swung and a miss for strike three, out number two of the 10th inning. Gladney with a great effort at the plate, but he does go down on strikes for the second out of the night. No slouch coming up next, though. It's Wilfred Veras, the two-hit night of his own. Ballers down to their final out. Tying run is at third base. The winning run is at the plate. It's Wilfred Veras. He's got a double and a single to his name. Okendo with a deep breath. First pitch. Outside in the dirt. Ethan Hearn able to make the play. 1-0 your count. Wilfred Veras with a double in the second. Almost was a home run, to be fair. If it was about 5 feet to the left, it would have been a homer. As the 1-0 grounded towards the second, the shortstop Madej, throwing a first is in time for out number three. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have clinched the South Division of the Carolina League in the first half. And they are going dancing in the playoffs in 20-22. Kannapolis Cannonballers fall tonight. It's their third straight loss to this Myrtle Beach Pelicans squad. And Myrtle Beach is going dancing in the playoffs. First time we've seen a playoff clinch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As the Ballers lose a heartbreaker tonight, 8-7 in extra innings. What a ball game this has been, as Myrtle Beach will clinch with a victory tonight. Take a quick break. We'll be right back for a quick postgame show in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Welcome back here to the Ballers Baseball Network here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Canapolis drops this one 8-7 in a heartbreaker here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Canapolis drops their sixth straight game. Myrtle Beach picking up their third straight victory over the Canapolis Cannonballers. And with the victory, Myrtle Beach is going dancing. They have won the Carolina League South Division in the first half here in Canapolis. Our final score tonight is 8-7. Josano Kendo gets the victory, 1-0 on the year. Gallagher picks up the loss here in tonight's ball game. Take a peek at some of the notable performances for both sides. Take a peek first at Canapolis. Wilmer Sanchez, 1-for-3 with 2 walks. He found ways to get on base all night. 1-for-5 night for Colson Montgomery with 2 RBIs. It does give him now 32 consecutive games of reaching base. Montgomery at 32 straight games now of reaching base. How about the night for DJ Gladney? 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs, and they were both homers. 2 homers on the night for DJ Gladney in the second and fourth. 2-for-5 night for Wilfred Veras. He had a multi-hit game to his name with a double and a single on the evening. Samuel Polanco, 1-for-4 with an RBI to his name. 2-for-4 night as well with 2 singles for Victor Torres. 1-for-4 night for Cabrera Weaver. On the bump, good night for Jorge Vera despite allowing 1 run. 2 2/3, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, and 1 punch out. Vera allows his first run of 2022. But Jorge Vera, a fantastic night on the bump. Dollander, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk and 4 punch outs. Rigo Fernandez enters the ballgame, 1 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk and 2 punch outs. Gallagher, 1 inning, no hits, 1 run, it was not earned, no walks and 2 strikeouts for Gallagher in his Ballers debut. On the other side, Myrtle Beach Pelicans down there celebrating the night, and they'll be partying for a good little while here as they have clinched a playoff ticket for the Carolina League in 2022. It is the first half division champions. Uma, 3-for-5 night with 3 RBIs. What a night for Josue Uma. Made, 0-for-3, but he does have an RBI and a walk to his name. 3-for-4 night for Ezekiel Pagan. What an evening for the left fielder for Myrtle Beach, 3-for-4 with an RBI. Other than that, 1-for-5 night for Stevens, 1-for-5 night for Ethan Hearn, 1-for-5 night as well for Ravage Garcia. On the bump, 6 innings from Devers, 6 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs all earned, 1 walk and 6 punch outs. Hernandez, 2 1/3, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks and 3 punch outs. And finally, Josano Kendo, 1 2/3, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 3 punch-outs. Again, Myrtle Beach takes this one 8-7 here in Canapolis. Ballers and Myrtle Beach will do it again tomorrow night. 7 o'clock first pitch scheduled here between these two sides as Noah Owen will get the start for Canapolis tomorrow night. 3-6 with a 5.73 ERA against Tyler Schlaffer, 2-3 with a 4.65 ERA. ERA again, Tyler Schlaffer on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in tomorrow night's ball game. But the Pelicans will celebrate tonight, and they won't have to celebrate too much longer as they will have another ball game on their way tomorrow. For all of us here in Canapolis, Dan Helody saying thank you as always for tuning in on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, KCBallers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Hope you're able to join us at a game here soon. If not, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with me here on the broadcast. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Again, your final score tonight, Myrtle Beach takes this one in extra innings, 8-7 over your Canapolis Cannonballers. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. There's plenty of baseball left, and hey, the record's reset tomorrow. We're back to 0-0, chasing the second half division title here in Atrium Health Ballpark in Canapolis. Hey, maybe we'll see the Ballers take a victory in a division here soon. Tons of baseball left. Until next time, until you are able to join us again, have a great one, everyone, and have a blessed night.